What about spiritually? What have you been able to pick up about them in terms of, well, we know that they have certain churches, of course, and they have certain style of service. I guess that's not what I'm directly after. I guess what I'm after is, were you able to pick up any kind of sense of their own religious commitment, if any? How they would evidence that, or how they would show that?
That seemed to be a very common expression.
When would they say that?
Possibly dealing with some government officials or immigration or with some other things, as though they were afraid of doing something that wasn't quite right.
So there was a sense of wanting to be honest.
Yeah, this sense of wanting to be honest seemed to come out verbally more than anything else came out verbally that easily.
Do you pick that up as kind of a religious...
I wanted to, yes.
What about otherwise? Have you talked to them about their attitudes towards church, or what happened to church, or what they feel about their own religious experience? Have you talked about that?
Not even as much as I... there were some that just... didn't seem to have been that we're all common background. Didn't seem to be quite that happy about some things that they had.
Oh, they were unhappy with things in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And whether they were using this as an excuse, they just didn't seem to want to have too much to do with the church, and yet they didn't. They said, oh, you'll be born in a bada for. They weren't ready for a real break, and yet seemed to be something a bit loose.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there were others.
And then they would pick it up here when they came too. They would attend the local church or.
Yeah.
Or the EMC or whatever.
Yeah, I think, there's several friends that the EMC had already attended, what they called Conference Church in Mexico.
I see.
And
so they were already used to something different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the two families I met the past year. And they seem to be very, very committed to